Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A frequent guest of ours, A.J. Cassavell, joins us. A.J., how you doing today, brother?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Padres decide to tender a contract to Tommy Pham. There was a lot of speculation that maybe that wouldn't be the case. You surprised at all?
No, I'm not really surprised. I think the kind of production that they expect him to bring, and it's not what he brought in 2020 because of all the injuries and all the time he missed. I think at whatever he ends up making, whether it's $8 million, $9 million, if he's the player he was in St. Louis and then in Tampa Bay, that's worth it, because that kind of threat in the middle of your lineup, that kind of guy who gets on base and who's a pretty motivating force in the clubhouse. I'm not surprised. I understand why there were some questions about it, given the financial state of just the landscape of the sports world and of baseball in 2020. Yeah. But I think all along this was probably the outcome we expected.
Do you think there's reason to be concerned a little bit? I mean, when you consider the injuries that we knew about, and then you hear about the one that no one seemed to know about with the tendon in the wrist, is there reason to be concerned?
There's definitely reason to be concerned, and I think that's where the question marks came in about whether the Padres would tender him, because I mean he's 32 years old and he's dealt with injuries in the past, really the past 2 years that have slowed him down. But the player that's just a gamble that the Padres are willing to take, because the player that he can be when he's good is a player that is extremely valuable on a postseason team. I mean, we saw he was a contributor in the playoffs, and he was probably one of the more potent bats in that lineup. And so, yes, there are reasons to be concerned. Yes, there are reasons to ask questions. The Padres starting lineup seems pretty set, but I think they need a little more depth than what they have. But Tommy Pham's not the guy you part with easily, and that's ultimately what this came down to.
A.J. Cassavell, MLB.com, here with us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Now, we talked about Tommy Pham, and another guy we've been talking about, he kind of slipped under the radar, was Greg Garcia, and he was non-tendered today by the Padres. Do you expect them to fill that within, or do you expect them to be more active in free agency? I just said before the break, I made the bold claim that they're going to be super active in free agency in the trade market, which means that they're probably not going to be. So what do you think? Do you think that they're going to be able to fill that, or do they have to go looking for someone to fill that role?
Well, they have to go looking for bench pieces, and I don't know whether you find the exact same guy as Greg Garcia. Maybe you mix and match, like, 'cause he's a pretty good left-handed pinch hit bat off the bench, and he's also a pretty good versatile utility infield option. Maybe Jorge Mateo is that utility infield option going forward, but you still need someone who can come off the bat or come off the bench with a left-handed bat and make an impact and work some counts. And I think that was Greg Garcia's primary value, and I know he only hit 200 last season, but he grinded out at bats against good right-handed pitchers late in games, and you need to go out and find that, because I don't know that the Padres have that guy from within. So, like I said, I think their offense is pretty set as far as the starters. I mean, they're returning all 8 starting position players now, but they lost Erickson Profar and Jason Castro and Mitch Moreland and now Greg Garcia, and their bench was, I think, down the stretch last season, one of their strengths. Now they just need to kind of fill in the pieces. And I understand why they did what they did, why they didn't tender Garcia a contract, because they think there's better value to be found elsewhere. But now they need to go out and find that value.
Now, AJ, you said they haven't officially lost Jerickson Profar, right? Like, I know he's a free agent, but they could re-sign him, correct?
Sure, that's definitely an option. And I'm curious to see where the Padres kind of pool their resources, because they need pitching. And that is probably the primary aim. I think aim one and two is starting pitching and relief pitching. I'm not sure exactly in what order, but that's where the Padres are going to focus first. And so if Jurickson Profar has a more lucrative contract offer elsewhere, maybe you let him walk. But he would fit perfectly into what the Padres are trying to do in terms of a utility option who can fill the void, maybe if Tommy Pham's injuries don't heal like the Padres hope they would, or step in the infield as a switch hitter and give some of those guys some time off. So I think he's definitely an option, but I also think the Padres' utility infielder isn't their top priority.
Right.
Their first priority is pitching.
Yeah, you lead me into the perfect segue, the pitching. I mean, I think going into the offseason after the playoffs, after the Padres were bounced from the playoffs, there was optimism that, all right, you could have Mike Clevenger back, you could have the Nelson Lamet back. As we sit here on December 2nd today, it's a question mark at best if you have the Nelson Lamet back. We know Mike Clevenger's done for the year. Where do the Padres go from here? Because it's hard to say that you can see this team taking that next step forward unless this front end of the rotation is addressed.
Yeah, they need pitching somewhere in that rotation. I don't know whether you can address the front end of their rotation in-house and kind of hope for a real bounce back from Chris Paddock or for Mackenzie Gore to kind of blossom into that ace that we've all expected him to be. But they're going to need to do something pitching-wise, because Mike Clevenger's spot in the rotation was a guy they're counting on for –
right,
30 starts or so, and he's a guy they're counting on to be one of the better arms in the rotation. I don't know whether the answer is signing a Trevor Bauer or trading for a big name like Blake Snell. Like, those are going to be extremely pricey propositions that half the league is in on, and so to expect something like that, it might be that might be a little bit too much. But there are other options, and I think there are a lot of pretty good options in the relief market, and I just think the Padres need to kind of — AJ Preller is going to go about finding the best value he can find, whether that's a number two starter, whether that's a number three starter, whether that's maybe two or three lockdown bullpen weapons to turn what I think is already a pretty good bullpen into an elite bullpen. I don't know where it is. I know the pitching market is – we saw what Trevor May got from the Mets. It's
right,
pricier than I think some people maybe thought it would be going in. We'll see how it plays out going forward.
AJ Cassavell with us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Now, Tony talked about the front end of the rotation. What about the closer spot? Because, you know, you have Drew Pomerantz under contract, but then you also have Trevor Rosenthal and Kirby Yates that are not under contract. Where do you think that they go with that? Do you think that they'll be able to they'll bring back one of those two guys that aren't under contract?
Yeah, it's very possible that Drew Pomerantz becomes the closer. But even if that's what happens, I think the Padres are looking to add a big-time relief weapon. And then if you're looking at who those weapons are, I mean, Trevor Rosenthal is definitely one of them. Kirby Yates, if he can get back healthy and looking like 2019 Kirby Yates, he's definitely one of them. And so, yes, the Padres are absolutely interested in that, because they need – you could fill out a pretty good bullpen as things stand, but they need more than that. They need more depth, and they really need one or two guys who, when you get to the postseason, you can count on to be lockdown weapons. I mean, that's elite bullpens win in October, and that's what the Padres are trying to build. And I don't think what they have right now is a good bullpen. They'll look externally to kind of try and solidify it. And I think Yates and Rosenthal are definitely among the options.
One last one for me, AJ. Obviously, Denelson, as we sit back and kind of wait to see how he feels as we get closer to spring training, what do you know about his throwing program this month? Is this something that they're, you know, paying a lot of attention to?
Definitely. There's a lot of people in the organization, I think, kind of holding their breath. So far, the news has been good because, I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot of news to glean, but it hasn't been what happened with Mike Clevenger where his elbow didn't respond. I think Denelson Lamet has been – I mean, he has responded well, but he's responded well and he's not really – he hasn't ramped up his throwing yet. Now, pretty soon he's going to start doing that, and that's when we'll learn – we might not even learn more until spring training. And so I think a lot of people are holding their breath for when he gets into game action and when he faces hitters. did that PRP treatment work? I mean, a lot hinges on a healthy Denelson Lamet in 2021. And so I think it's fair to be, to feel a little nervous going into camp and going into the 2021 season as to whether he can hold up health wise. But thus far, given all the treatment he got thus far, there is no warning sign aside from what we know is an obvious warning sign, which is the fact that he had a season shut down because of an elbow injury.
You say nervous. Yeah, I say extremely scared on my part.
That's fair. I think that's totally fair.
It is. The reality is with these PRPs, it is a flip of the coin. Some guys respond really, really well to it. Some guys don't respond well at all. Hopefully, Denelson Lamet is on the respond really well program part of this. AJ, as always, man, appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us. We'll catch up with you again here soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No problem. AJ Cassavell there on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Double payback days are here. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card, and you could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.